So, hey, guys, we have some new merch.
New merch.
This merch is very special.
Yeah, it's special to us.
And it's going to help somebody that we love.
So much.
And she's going to, she created a little, written a little monologue.
A little monologue for
to
it.
To pitch it.
Go ahead.
So, go ahead.
Please.
No.
No, no, no. What the fuck?
Please buy the merch so I can pay for college and I can go to parties.
Look sad. Look sad. Say, please buy. I if you don't buy, I don't have party and fun.
If you don't buy, then I can't go to parties and I can't learn anything.
Okay, show the shorts. Show the shirt and show the shorts. Rudy, yeah. Go to badfriendsmerch.com and buy that stuff for Rudy Jules so she can go to parties and have fun. Also, I'm on tour, AndrewSantino.com. I'm going everywhere. Everywhere. AndrewSantino.com. Come see me, baby.
You two are bad friends.
Who are these two idiots?
A white dude and an Asian dude. You two are disgusting.
Well, you two are something.
We're bad friends.
I was in a good mood coming here. No, I'm being real. I was in a really good mood coming here where I was singing songs. Be free together every day. Be free together. And right, and I was singing these songs I was making up.
Yeah.
And I come in here, and as soon as you opened your mouth, it was like. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun. I like how higher up you are in the chair now.
Yeah, you did this.
No, I didn't do it. Yeah. I didn't do it. Pete did it because he said,
I'm just.
Bobby's getting longer. He's getting wider this way and shorter this way.
Mm.
I think the more your belly grows,
yeah.
the lower you go to the earth, baby.
Let's all do right. Some of these comedy.
Pete.
Whoa.
What the fuck, man?
Come on, dude. The thing fell off the wall again.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
Dude, I asked him to screw.
Oh, my God. Where's the remote?
I thought the screws would work that we had.
No, they did. I said give me 1/8 inch. And then what did you get me?
I got the 1/4 inch.
Yeah, you got a 1/4 inch, dude. It's not even that hard to do, Pete. No offense, but now we have to be at Home Depot in the middle of our shoot.
I'll be better.
Is that fancy? No way. No way. Fancy! Get over here. What are you doing?
Oh. Hey, guys.
What are you doing here, Fancy?
Andres? Well, you guys fired me from the show and I fell on hard times, but I'm working. Do you guys need any
No, we
help?
Don't need any. Yes, we need help at the show. Get in the car. Get back to the show. Get in the car.
I don't.
Get in the car. Say goodbye to your friends and get in.
I will do it if you want, my friend.
Okay, we could get him instead. You want me to get him?
Okay. So
Get in. Get in. Say goodbye.
Hasta luego, chicos.
Hasta luego. Fancy.
Welcome back, Fancy Bee.
But I have no.
Are you excited that Fancy is back?
I'll be honest with you.
What?
I didn't even know he was gone.
You didn't even miss him a little bit.
I'm going to tell you the truth right now. I didn't even know he gone.
Fancy, I missed you so very much. Rudy, did you miss the fans?
Yeah, I miss you, Andres.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, I honestly, you know, I didn't know you were gone, so I didn't miss you. But by seeing you now, it's good to see you again.
Well, you definitely missed fans.
Well, when's the last time I saw him?
Because all we had, well, we had Pete and Bryce, which is like.
But wait, I understand that. But it's when I was, did Fancy leave after I got back from Hungary?
Yeah.
So I got back from Hungary, then he left.
He was gone, I think.
I think. And then for a couple of weeks, you were gone.
And now
where'd
he's
you go?
Back. Where'd you go, bud?
I went to Spain to see my family.
Oh, because you hadn't seen them in a long time.
In 2 years, yeah.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. And what does Papa Andreas look like now?
He looks good. He looks good.
Now, How come you don't look good, Fancy?
Yo, it skips a generation.
So, oh, it does. Is that what it is? It skips a gen?
It's always like really handsome, right? And then just ugly.
No.
Right? Yeah, and then it goes back to handsome.
He's a cutie patootie. I missed him so very much. And also, I want to make it aware, Rudy's wearing her Rudy University shirt. Rudy, show the shirt for the fans. There it is. These Rudy University shirts are available now, and Rudy is going to get this money for college. And what did we say? The money from the shirts is going for college. No
Coca-Cola.
No Coca-Cola.
In the nose.
In the Coca-Cola in the nose. None
no
of the
smoke
funky
it.
Stuff.
No smoke.
If we find out that they're using the money for something else, you're done for, pal. We'll sue you.
And then also, also you can't take the money and go on vacation with Diego.
What?
All right.
Is this like popping off? You have a real relationship now with Diego?
No, I don't have any relationship.
Can I tell you what happened, though?
Yeah.
So we're at the beach, right? And
Diego's there selling coconut water.
No. Diego was there with his family.
Selling
coconut water. Yeah. And some sort of weird mushroom that he collected, you know what I mean? And then, so he was there and...
These are chanterelle.
No, he was actually like a cute... Very handsome.
How tall?
Young
is he
man.
A tall guy?
5'9", 5'10". Just like kind of got Keanu Reevesy hair.
Oh, good, nice hair.
Yeah. And he kind of comes up and he goes, "Hey, dude, it's not my fault that you're famous." He comes to me.
That's what he said?
Yeah.
That's like a confidence. Good line. That's a great line.
"Hey, man, it's not my fault that you're famous. I got to get a photo, dog."
This guy's great.
Great, right?
I love this guy.
I got half hard.
Yeah.
And went, ooh. Right, ooh. So... You know, I'm looking at him, and we take the photo, and young, cute, and he just kind of walks away.
Smooth.
And goes, he dives into the ocean, and he does his, you know, the butterfly.
Oh, he can swim.
Yeah, he's butterflying.
Does he swim? Is it something he does?
I don't know.
And you saw the back muscles shimmering in the ocean, right?
Are you sure you're not into it?
No. And like, you know how like the bathing suit gets wet? So you can see the ass cheeks better.
Mm-hmm.
So he's doing strokes, and the ass cheeks will come out.
How old is this boy?
Legal. Definitely legal, right? His ass cheeks would stick out of the water, right? And I would like, right? And at one point, I didn't know where he went. So I kind of just walked around the beach to locate him again.
Yeah.
There he is. Now he's on his back. And, you know, not that I was looking, but his little pee-pee was sticking out of the ocean, right? And it was kind of like a buoy. To me, it was like a buoy. So I could follow the buoy.
It was just bobbing.
Yeah, bobbing
through
the back water. Bobbing.
Almost buoy. like a shark, like dun 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 dun.
So anyway, what's a crispy?
What is that noise?
What's crunching?
Fancy. Your mic is on.
Are you chewing or are you?
Oh yeah.
Turn your mic off.
Fucking piece of shit.
Dude, this is what happens.
I'm in the middle of a thing.
Because he gets fired and he thinks
he's safe.
Hot.
You're
he's
not
hot
safe.
Shit. You're not safe,
you're
pal.
Not safe, dude.
What?
Stop
what are you,
chewing
what are you
chips.
Eating into the microphone?
You cannot fire me again. My favorite candy.
What is it?
It's called Conguitos. It's amazing.
Give it to me. Give it to us so you can't have it anymore.
I want some.
I feel like a teacher. Bring it into the office right now or you're going home, pal. Is it really your favorite candy? Is this real? What is it? Give it to Rudy. What is it called?
It's called Conguitos.
Do you see it?
Let me see.
It might be the most racist thing I've ever seen. Oh my God. So the audience can see it at home.
Oh my God. It's the most racist.
Fancy.
Okay, I mean, yeah.
Fancy.
Yeah.
Conguitos means what?
Like, let me just say something this.
Do you want to guess?
But can I also say this, right? It's like when they were designing the M&Ms, right? The little M&Ms.
Yeah.
And they went to the brown M&M.
Mm-hmm.
Some guy said, "Just don't put red lips on it." You know what I mean?
And Conguitos
was
like,
said, "Fuck it.
You have to put red lips on it."
Yeah. Big red, luscious lips on
this
it.
This couldn't be more racist.
It's the most racist thing I've ever seen. It's so funny.
Pete, bring up an image of Conguitos so people can see. What is it? It's chocolate. What again? It's chocolate.
Yeah.
It's peanuts.
Oh, it's just peanuts.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. These are
so... Right.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Conguitos. Oh, my God.
Conguitos. The delicious racist treat.
Oh, my God.
Holy shit.
Did you like chocolate covered racism? Conguitos.
I know. I can't. That is insane.
But can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
These are so good.
So fucking good.
It's worth it. Sometimes it's just like.
Sometimes it's.
It's worth
that's
it.
That's how confident they are.
Yeah.
Right? We're going to put this racist thing, but they'll still buy it. You know why? It's so fucking delicious.
Like they're
confident.
They're so good. They can be racist.
Yeah. Fancy, did you honestly like bring those in and make the noise so you could do that bit?
No.
Such a good actor.
No. No.
Such a bad actor.
That is so funny, though, by the way.
Because but I'm just saying this is the way that worked to me. Now, thinking back.
It was perfect.
So he's in Spain.
Yeah.
You know, he's at like a store. He sees Conquitos.
Siete, how do you say 11?
Once.
Siete once. He's at the 7-Eleven there. The Siete once.
And he looks at the thing. I think this will be good for bad friends, right?
Oh, this is a good beat.
Yeah, so he brings it back, right?
He eats it live in front of us.
He makes the rapper loud. Mm-hmm.
Turns up his mic.
Who the fuck eats like that?
He does.
Yeah. So I get out how it works. But you know what? It worked for the program, so...
Thank you, fans. Thank you. 1, 2, 3. Thank you, fans.
Thank you, fans.
Rudy, I watched... Did you post on your story in Hawaii of you swimming with sharks?
Yeah.
Did you... Why didn't you keep that video up?
Oh, I just posted it on my story, not my...
It was so cool.
Can we go back to Diego?
Did you swim with sharks?
I did it the last time. I didn't do it this time.
Oh, it looked so cool.
It was scary.
Do you still have it on your phone, the video?
I think.
Send it to Pete so we can show it.
The time before that I did it, I was with Kalila and her sister. And there was one point where me and Kawinda, Kalila's sister, was clinging onto the boat, like scared.
Of sharks.
Yeah, because it's like, they have all these rules, right? Like, you know what I mean? What were the rules? Don't lock eyes. Do you lock eyes with it or no?
You have to lock eyes.
You lock eyes with it.
So it knows that you're not just afraid of it.
Right. Then you have to be above it. Right? Is that one of them?
Swim above.
You can't flounder. Flounder. What was it? What was it? Flounder? What?
Don't flounder?
No, don't.
Don't be a cool little cute fish in the sea.
No. Let's go.
Don't move your limbs erratically.
Yeah, but what is that word? Floundering?
Floundering.
Don't flounder. Whatever that is. Whatever that is. Don't do that.
Don't flounder.
But it's like, but let me say something. Mm. It's like that in the human world as well.
You look people in the eye.
No, you do all those things.
You stay above them.
Above them.
And you don't flounder.
Right? But, and then the human beings that you live amongst, right? They act accordingly, right? But you always have crazy ones.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You always have the Dahmers. Mm-hmm. You have the guy that showed up Virginia Tech. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? The
couple
on the edge.
A couple of loose sharks out there.
Right? So... When you're out there and they tell you the rules, that necessarily doesn't mean that you can't get eaten.
Right. There can be rogue. There can be rogue
right?
sharks.
So me and Quinda were out there and one shark was looking up at us and he goes, nah.
Oh, he was over it.
Yeah, I was doing all the things like this. You know what I mean?
Right.
I just locked eyes on it and I could see him go, nah.
You know how they say that people, because a lot of times surfers get bit, they say, because it looks like a fish, because the surfboard is bowed like this.
Yeah, yeah.
And then your arms are out. So it looks like the limbs of a turtle or a fish. For you, they look up. It looks like a perfect little dumpling, just floating, a beautiful little, like a piece of bao, you know, a piece of dim sum, just a beautiful piece of fried pork and veggies.
You could have said something like a seal.
No.
Like a pudgy seal.
I had to make it an Asian thing.
I know.
But you do look like a seal.
Thank you.
No, but in a good way.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, I probably don't look like the humans.
Like a regular human.
Yeah, like, you know, like a lean, you
like
know
an
what I mean?
In-shape
regular. I kind of, you know what I mean? I do this like a turtle.
They think you're a turtle.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm out there like this.
They think you're
this
on a
surfboard. This is literally what they see, right? And I'm doing this with my face. I'm scared, right? And then they're like, nah. So one shark went up, and then Quinda and I went to the surface. We clung onto the boat, and we tried to climb on the boat.
Did it come near you?
Yeah, it was like right by our legs,
waiting for you to slip up.
So this time when they went, I was like, "No,
no, you're not doing it." You weren't scared at all, were you, Rudy?
I was kind of scared, but when
just lie. Were you
scared? No, I wasn't scared.
Perfect. Wait, you were a little bit scared when you first got in.
Yeah,
you were.
Yeah, but
what calmed you down?
When I got in the water and I saw them, I just didn't care anymore.
You just didn't feel threatened.
No.
Wow. Is this true? This is stupid. I'm being a dumb guy. But is it true that they don't allow you to go in if you're on your period? Do they ask women if you're on your period?
No, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
No. Why?
Blood and water.
Yeah,
they can
it's not
smell
that much blood.
No, but they can just smell any leakage of blood.
Yeah, so if I have I bite my nails.
Seriously, if there's blood in the water, they can smell blood from miles away.
I have blood farts. Like if I farted in the ocean.
A blood fart guys can't go in. That's their rules. They said people with their periods, blood fart guys, and if you got
maybe
a hangnail.
Maybe that's what it was, because I always do blood farts.
In the water?
In the water.
Well, that's why
it makes
shark...
a bubble, like a red bubble in the ocean.
So you're swimming.
And it's a red bubble, and the sharks go, yum.
Oh, that guy looks good.
Yeah. I'll just gobble up the bubble, you know what I mean? But can we...
Blood farts.
Blood fart. But
back to Diego. I know you want to go back to Diego.
Yeah. And you thought I was going to go away from
no,
it.
No, I knew we
he's
were going
He's a nice
back.
Guy. We're not making fun of him, right? So he's, how old is he? 20? 21?
20 or 21.
He was there with his family. He's from San Diego. His, so we go, Jules, Jules, he's in the ocean. Go swim, right? Because she said that he was cute. And yes, Diego, she thinks that you're cute.
Wake up.
Wake up.
Obviously, right? She thinks you're
also,
cute, Diego.
Also, Diego, right?
Get a hint.
She's the co-star of a very popular podcast.
No, no, no. The most popular podcast.
One of the most popular podcasts.
The most popular
podcast. Let's equate it to music back in the late 60s. It would we're
Mamas and the Papas.
We're Bee Gees.
We're the Bee Gees.
We're the Bee Gees.
Right. Right?
And she's
we're Jefferson Maurice, Starship.
She's Maurice Gibbs.
100%.
So who am I?
You're Barry.
You're Barry.
I'm Barry.
You got to be Barry.
Yeah, and you're...
I'm the one with the fucked up face.
You're the one with the fucked up face.
Yeah, yeah,
face,
yeah. Face,
face,
with the teeth.
The teeth.
Yeah, yeah. So, but you're Maurice, right? So we're the Bee Gees. Anyway, she was too shy to do it. We kept pushing her.
Well, the pushing her is not going to make her go do it.
But her sister came up.
Whose sister?
Diego's sisters.
Oh, Diego's sister.
You know what I mean?
And how old are they?
Diego's sister was 23.
Yeah.
A little bit older, a little bit more confident.
Right, she just comes over and she goes... My brother said that you were famous. I just don't know who the fuck you are.
Ooh, a little cocky.
Yeah, but I liked it though.
Yeah, smooth.
Yeah,
a little snappy.
I liked it.
I wanted to know who you are.
My first reaction, I wanted to go like just right off the face, like that, right. But I went good. That was confident.
Very good.
Yeah.
So she says you. My brother says you're famous. I don't know who you are, and you say, "Yeah, bitch, I'm."
No, I go. You have to play humble. So I go. Yeah, not a lot of people do. It's I don't know. It's a
so
cult
cute,
thing.
So cute.
I
so
say
lame.
It's a cult thing.
Mm-hmm.
So then Diego comes out of the water.
Looking like a snack.
Oh, it's just wet.
Looking like a conguitos. Looking like a chocolate covered peanut.
No.
Here comes the conguitos.
It was Diego, not from... Ian Edwards. All right. It was Ian Edwards. It was, he's a conguito.
Yeah. Okay. So it was Diego, not Devon.
Yeah,
I understand.
Devon, right.
All right.
So he comes up and they exchange information, right? Are you embarrassed right now?
No.
I'm being genuine when I say this. How does this go in your generation now? When you say, is it right away like, let me get your number? Or is it like, let me get your Instagram? Or how does that work?
Instagram.
Yeah, it's Graham. See, that's so funny.
Instagram.
Like, but our generation, when you it was always like, can I have your, you'd have to ask the girl for her number.
Your home number.
Right. Can I have your home number? Can I have your home phone number?
Right. That you can never get them at home either.
Right. You just.
So you would call 20 times a day.
This is what happened. Literally. It was blah, 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 and the dad would answer.
Hello?
Hang up immediately.
Yeah.
I would hang up immediately.
Uncomfortable.
I was so scared.
Or I always wanted like answering machine.
I loved answering machines.
Right. And then
so
here's
easy.
The thing. I would leave a message, mm-hmm. like if I met a girl.
Yeah.
And then I wouldn't leave the house for 3 days.
Just waiting for them to call
until the
back.
Phone call, right?
Dude, this is so funny.
And then back then you had no Postmates or anything like that, right?
No.
So you'd just be sitting there.
You're like,
the
I'm
phone.
Not going to eat food for a day and a half.
Yeah, you wouldn't even go to another room because you'd miss the call.
I can't miss this call.
Yeah. So you're just staring at the phone for like 24 hours.
God, that's so funny. You guys will never know that feeling of like when you leave a message. So if I called a girl and her mom answered... Then I could handle it.
Right.
But if the dad answered or the
you would hang up.
Or the brother,
oh
my God, I'd throw the fucking phone.
Yeah.
If the brother's like, what's up? I'm like, fuck this. I would hang up immediately.
Yeah.
Because the brothers already hated you. They fucking hated you. So you weren't going to be like, hey man, what's up? Because they're like, what do you want?
What did people do when they were like late for work?
You're
in the car, right?
You were just allowed to be late.
Are you sure?
Well, then you'd show up and you'd go, sorry, I was late. There was an accident. And because they couldn't check it on social media, they were like, oh, there must have been an accident.
You could say anything.
You got away with everything.
Yeah, there was a gigantic lizard. Like, I thought it was Godzilla at first, but...
And everybody, your boss was like, wow,
yeah,
lizards
wow,
are out again.
Yeah.
Well, good luck in the office.
BetterHelp.
Bob.
Oh, my God.
We've talked about this on this show.
It's honestly the best service that we could ever promote.
Yeah.
Because it's something that we use in our lives. I'm going to ask you, Andrew, is there something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals? Probably a lot of things.
A lot of things.
And I'm going to tell you this right now, BetterHelp will help.
Yeah.
Right? It's your own licensed professional therapist, and you can start communicating in under 48 hours, and it really is really cool. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It's professional counseling done securely online, and everyone that I know in my personal life uses it, and it's just a great service.
Yeah. I mean, look, traditional in-person therapy tends to be pretty expensive, and also people don't like to go to the offices, especially because Rona. I think this is amazing because you can use it worldwide. Clients can use it worldwide. You log into your account anytime, anywhere, send a message to your counselor, and you'll get thoughtful and timely responses. They want you to start living a happier, happier life today. Visit their website. You can see the reviews.
It's affordable then. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling.
By far.
And financial aid is available.
Yeah. Go to betterhelp.com/badfriends. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P. Join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Bad Friends listeners get 10% off their first month.
Oh, boy.
At betterhelp.com/badfriends. That's 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/badfriends.
Babbel! Oh, this summer, get the most out of your travels abroad by learning the language of your destination with Babbel, number one selling language learning app.
From ordering in restaurants to asking for directions, gaining a deeper understanding of the culture, Babbel makes the whole process of learning a new language addictively fun and very easy. Bite-sized lessons you can actually use in the real world.
It's
Babbel.
It's 15-minute lessons, and it makes a perfect way to learn a new language on the go, guys. Mm-hmm. And if they use, you know, things that you wouldn't normal people would say, you know,
real world phrases, right? They don't have stuff you're never going to use. There are so many ways to learn with Babbel. In addition to lessons, you can access podcasts, games, video stories, and even live classes. Start your new language learning journey today with Babbel. The best part is, Babbel lessons were created by over 100 language experts, and with Babbel you can choose from 14 different languages: Spanish, French, Italian, German, all of your faves.
Plus, Babbel's speech recognition technology helps you to improve your pronunciation and accent.
I love this. Look, I'm using Babbel right now because I'm trying to get to Italy, but who knows if Italy's still going to be open when I'm time to travel. But hopefully so. Right now, save up to 65% of your subscription. Wow. When you go to babbel.com/badfriends, that's Babbel, BABBEL.com/badfriends for up to 65% off your subscription.
Babbel, language for life.
I remember going to the movie theater. I never forget. I was meeting my friends, Matt, Brent, Sean, at the movie theater, and something was miscommunicated, the timing or something, right? I get there. Nobody's there.
Yeah.
Nobody's there.
Yeah.
My mom dropped me off. This is the thing. I couldn't text, "Mom, come back." No, I'm there alone.
Yeah.
At the movie theater, what did I do? I watched the movie by myself.
Yeah, yeah.
I went in and watched the movie, and then when I came out, my mom picked me up. She's like, "How was it?" I was like, "Nobody was here."
Yeah.
I was here by myself. And then I realized when I got home, I called them, and they're like, "No, tomorrow. We're going tomorrow." Okay, I already saw it. So now it's, I can't go. There was no way to go, shit, we screwed up. It's tomorrow. No, you just have to, like, live through those moments.
You were around when you got auditions, you had to show up at your agency to get the sides?
Please. And also, you had to fucking do the stupid, like, slate videos in their office and hand them a headshot. You'd have to go get your headshots printed out, hand them the headshots, stand there, and they would take photos, and you just gave them a fucking photo.
Yeah.
And then they would do a video of you going, "Hi, 6'1", and then turn to the side, and then turn to the side, and then you'd give them all your shit, read your shit, and then get out.
Well, my agency had a filing cabinet in an alleyway outside the agency, and they would say, you know, the office is closed, but go to the filing cabinet. So then you would show up, you'd drive all the way to Beverly Hills or wherever.
Right.
You'd wait in line with other actors.
To get the sides.
And some guy doesn't know his last name. Jadowski. Where's the J? You know what I mean? And then you'd spend 2 hours doing this.
That's insane.
And then you'd get it finally, and your line is, "Yes, I can." Or whatever. It's like one line. Yeah. And then you're just like,
super salad.
And then you don't get it either.
Of course you're not going to
get it. You show up the next day, you don't get it.
No.
It's the worst.
Those days are all gone. Now you have the easiest convenience of, let me get your Instagram. So he gets your gram. Back to Diego, our favorite conguitos. Yeah. So he gets your Instagram, and you go, "Hit me up on the gram, and I'll talk to you later." And then he goes away?
Yeah.
You weren't chatting a little bit?
He just asked if I was related to Tito Bobby.
And you said yes.
Yeah.
And then that's, what else?
We're not.
Yeah, but for this, it doesn't matter.
But in certain... In circumstances, some circumstances you use that.
Of course.
But in other circumstances you don't. Like, we're at a restaurant and I'll go, "That's my daughter." And she'll go, "No, he's not. We're not blood related." She'll just say that out loud. "I don't know. I just happen to live with him." You know what I mean? She like goes into an explanation. But when it comes to fucking Diego, you go, "Yeah, we're related."
I get it. I totally get it. You got to use it to your advantage. You would do the exact same thing.
Anyway, they've been doing messages back and forth.
Okay, so you DM.
Instagram.
No, but no phone number exchange yet.
No phone number.
Just DM. Right. Does it ever go to phone number or no?
I don't know.
She doesn't know how to do it. That's what we're going to help
her. Is this the first time DMing with a boy like this?
Kind of.
Ooh.
Yeah. He lives in San Diego.
Well,
so I was telling her to just go.
Here's something Rudy doesn't know. We've hacked your phone. We're going to bring up the DMs, Pete. We have them right here. We'd like to read them out loud.
Yeah.
No.
But what she has to do is take a risk and go, at least, hey, if you're ever in LA, let's hang out. Something like that.
Or invite him up to LA.
Yeah, yeah.
Why don't you invite him up? Be like, come up here and
let's watch a movie or have dinner on a movie.
Would you do that? No, it doesn't seem
like. Can you do this? And this would like really show me if you think we're blood related and we're really close.
Yeah.
That means trust, and there's like a bond, a trust that you and I have. And it would really show me a lot if you just gave me your Instagram right now.
No.
I guess there's no trust.
No trust. And just listen. And we won't, I promise you, we won't send it until we get your okay,
mm-hmm.
the message.
I think that's, let's do it.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't trust you.
No, Rudy. Rudy, come on, just do it. I promise you, I won't send it. This is for the show. And if I send it, how about this? Okay. If I do send it without your approval, we keep mama.
Okay.
Oh my God. Now she wants you to send it.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so throw the DM over there. And we're not going to be able to put it up to show the fans, so you have to dictate everything because we can't show
them.
I'll dictate it.
Yeah.
Don't start deleting stuff now.
I won't.
Go hand him the phone.
Yeah, give me the phone.
This is great. This is a breakthrough moment for you guys.
I know. Bring it over here.
All right, slow down. You don't want to be that kind of parent, you know?
Give me the fucking thing.
When are you not in pajamas, by the way?
I know. I said that earlier.
Wear some adult clothes. Should we need to buy you some clothes?
Okay, I just wear one thing that like makes me want to vomit already.
Do you want me to do it so it's less harmful for you? Because no, she knows I'm not going to text him.
No. I just want to say, you just said George is the best.
What? What does that even mean?
So you're lying?
I like George.
He's not the best.
He's not even close to being the best.
Yeah, he's middle.
He's fine.
He's okay.
He's fine. He's normal. Right. George is the best.
I want to see what you type in it.
He's not going to type anything yet.
Can I just say this right now?
And time out real fast. George has 16,000 followers. I want to say this for my fans right now because yeah. Fancy and I went to lunch today.
Yeah, yeah.
George has 16,000. Fancy has 15.9. He is about to pass George on Instagram, and you know how mad George is going to be?
Oh, great.
Please. So, please follow Fancy B.
Please follow Fancy.
And we'll put it right down here. It's Fancy B, period one. Fancy B, period one. Please follow Fancy. We love you.
All right, dude. So I just want to... This is the kind of... She's playing a game.
Mm-hmm. What?
Just let me finish.
Don't
We'll
yell.
Cut this out if you're too uncomfortable about it, all right?
Bob, but we're not going to cut it out.
I know. It's so I just want to... So at 12:52 today, right?
P.M.
Today.
Post-meridian.
He goes, how does it feel like to be back in L.A.?
How does it feel like to be back in
to
L.A.?
To her, right?
Okay.
No response from her.
Let's hear what it sounds like from a Spaniard. What is it? Let's hear how he would say it. Go ahead, Vance.
How does it feel to be back in L.A., Rudy?
Right.
Okay.
But no response from her.
Oh, cold.
So now he's kind of waiting around. He's like, no response. So he gives another thing.
Uh-oh, Diego.
Diego.
Uh-oh, Diego.
Actually,
uh-oh, Diego.
Actually, how long have you been in L.A. for?
Oh, let's hear it, Vance.
How long have you been in L.A. for?
Oh, it sounds desperate.
It's so desperate. Right? So, and then you haven't responded back. Why not?
Because I just don't want to yet.
We're really blowing up your spot.
So let's respond then.
Yeah. Because you know what? By the way, we're not making fun of Diego or your DM exchange. And if it was very private, we would never talk about it on the show. That being said, we're showing Diego live on a show how rude you are
rude.
For not responding.
Rude.
I'm not.
No, that is rude.
Yeah, it's so rude.
So rude. Let's respond, Bob. How long have you been in L.A.?
How about like...
You know,
for a while, but I haven't really met anyone quite like you. For a while.
Make a joke first.
All right.
Make a joke first, like the boat sunk after I got over here. So you know, something like that.
Yeah. Wait. How long have you been in LA for?
Long enough. They'll say like 80 suns or something like that. Like
make, 80 suns.
Make like a joke.
Yeah.
Make like a really lame missing.
80 suns.
No. How long have you been in LA?
Almost 3 years.
Three years.
3 years, but it feels like, You know?
No, don't say 3 years. Look, 3 years is what? 365 times three is, say, over 1,000 sons.
Okay. All right. Over 1,000 sons. Over 1,000 sons.
Let's see if he gets that.
Yeah, 1,000 sons.
Over 1,000 sons. Because in the Philippines, that's how they refer to a day, as a son.
Now, do I have my permission to...
Yeah.
To send this.
Over 1,000 sons.
Over 1,000 sons. Send.
She's going to have to do so much damage control.
I sent it.
All right, over 1,000 sons.
Over 1,000 sons.
And since he did two, what did you do?
I agree.
You know what I mean?
I think it should be back to back.
Tit for tat. Tit for tat.
And because now, and you should say now you're going to answer the first question. And the first question was what?
You did 1,000 sons. I want to do my own message, right?
Go ahead. Yeah.
Yo, son. You looked hella rip on that beach.
BTW. BTW.
Yo, son.
No. BTW. Okay.
What's BTW?
By the way.
By the way.
BTW, you looked hella ripped.
Yeah, by the way, you looked...
Hella ripped.
Hella ripped. Looked hella ripped.
On da beach, D-A.
Ripped on da beach.
And then what's another good phrase?
Beach, cuz. I just want to say...
C-U-H is cuh. It's like bruh. It's like a new...
K-C-U-H?
Cuh, C-U-H. Yeah,
C-U-H.
You look hella ripped. Let's read it.
By the way, you look hella ripped on the beach, cuh. Can I send it?
Yeah.
Yes!
What?
Yes!
You want me to say I can send that?
She's having fun.
Yeah, we're having fun.
By the way...
I sent it. But this doesn't mean I'm keeping fucking the dog because... It's sending it if, you know what I mean, if you disapprove.
Yeah, if it's
so. We did two. He goes, how does it feel to be back in L.A.? Space. Actually, how long have you been in L.A. for?
And you said?
Over 1,000 suns. By the way, you looked hella ripped on the beach.
Give it back.
Rudy.
Yeah. He's never going to respond to that. Oh, my God.
Shit. The arm broke.
Wait, when does this air?
Let's give it up for Rudy, by the way.
Yeah, great job. When does this air?
The 2nd. Monday the 2nd.
Right.
August 2nd.
That's August 2nd.
You're fine with the thing?
Yeah.
All right.
August 2nd. What's wrong? Was there a problem?
But no, here's what she's going to do now, though, is this.
I broke that guy's arm.
No. It was already broken.
And it's all the way over there.
Yeah, so the third message, she's going to send a third message, mm-hmm. and she's going to go, those last two messages were from Andrew Santino and Bobby Lee.
No, but at least let's see if he can play with it. Like, let's see if he at least has fun.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Because
let it sit for a second.
Yeah.
Right? Because you could do that third message, even if he doesn't respond, he thinks it's weird.
Yeah.
3 hours from now, and then he'll be like, "Oh, that was funny."
Keep the DM open to see if he's seen it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And just let us know if anytime during the podcast
you can see.
Wait,
it shows you that you can see it.
It says seen.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I know, because when I text you, it says read.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you pretend like you didn't know, and I was like, I saw you read it.
I think I'm a weasel.
Yeah.
No. Let's be real. Am I?
Kinda.
Now what are you talking about?
Well, let's take a vote. Let's take a studio vote.
Yeah.
All right,
everyone, come in here.
No, they can do it from where they are.
No, I want to see their faces.
All right.
Come in here.
I have to turn this on.
Sweating.
It's so hot in here.
I'm so sweated.
Are you warm now?
Yeah.
You were cold before.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Well, we're not going to be able to see them on camera, but you just want to be able to
see. No, I want to see their faces, right?
All right, get in here, fans.
I'm looking at you right now, bud. And before you even answer, I have to say, you know what I mean? I have to say, it's been a pleasure working
weasel.
With
you. He called you a weasel right away.
Okay, you can leave.
No. Let him stay.
No, he already said a thing.
Let him stay.
All right.
This is a real confession. I want to hear the real deal, Holyfield.
So, you know, it's been a pleasure working with you. You show up here on time. You do a really good job. And, you know, here's another thing that you do is you have a trustworthy kind of energy about you. Like, I feel... safe. I feel like Rudy's safe. We're all safe in your presence. And I just think that I'd really like to work with you for the rest of my life. Am I a weasel?
You know what? You got caught up in it. Happens to anybody. No.
Thank you. Dismissed.
That's a no from Pete.
Thank you. You're dismissed. Thank
I'm
you.
I'm
going to
change my answer.
Okay, can sit there, right?
Yeah.
You know, I think that the exchange we do back and forth and the energies exchange, it's like two people, two souls that's been doing that for eternity. It really does feel like that.
Okay.
All right. It's like we were sort of you're my yin and I'm your yang. You know,
you are more of a yang, I guess.
You don't have to say it that. I feel I've always thought I was
you're
more
very
yang.
Much of a yang.
I've been more yingy.
You've been so much more yang.
Yeah.
You're more yang than any yin I've ever met.
But here's the thing. He's super yang as well.
He's remarkably, he's a high amount of yang.
Yeah, so if he's more yang than I am, I have to be the yin.
I gotta tell you, there's a lot of yang.
We're both yangs.
Okay, fine. Right, so that's both, why.
Yeah. And that is why I think that since I feel like we've been doing this eternity, our souls, and that we're two peas in a pod, as I say. And I feel like I've known you forever, and I just really think that I feel comfortable with you as well, more than that fat piece of shit that was just in here.
Whoa. Ask him already.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
The buffalo with tits that was in here.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean?
Come on.
I'm sorry.
Ask the question. Ask him.
Do you think I'm a weasel?
Come. I don't really know the meaning of that word.
Oh, that's great. He's using the cop out of the second language.
That's
really smart. You got to let him go on that.
Yeah, you're dismissed.
Good luck. Thank you, fans.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think I have weasel energy.
You're not a weasel, dude.
No, because I've done stuff like...
You have weasel tendencies for sure.
No, I did that at the store once.
What?
I did a big weaselly thing.
What'd you do?
So I was at the store, and we had this Thai manager. You never met him. And his name was Kirk.
What do you mean? The guy that ended up owning that restaurant down in Santa Monica? Didn't he open up a Thai place down in Santa Monica?
Yeah, no, that's not him. That was Tony.
Tony.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Kirk was this, like, he was in, like, the Thai military.
Oh.
So if you showed up a minute late, you're fired.
I love it.
Right? If you went over your time, you never got spot again.
Wow.
Like, he was militant.
Legit. I like it.
But nobody liked working with him.
Because he was just too much.
Yeah, everyone hated him. And so, but that was a time when I wasn't getting any spots because the talent coordinator didn't like me.
Who?
I can't tell you.
Fine.
All right. Anyway.
Tommy.
No, way before Tommy.
No, I was just filling in.
Oh, that's funny. So, and everyone hated Kirk, but Kirk, because I was Asian, Kirk would walk up to me and go, "Hey, buddy, you want some time?"
He loved you.
And I go, "You put me up there? I do well for you, anything."
Oh, he loved you.
Or loved me. So he would put me up. It would enrage everybody.
Why? Why? You weren't good enough yet?
That was okay, but it's like...
You didn't deserve the spots yet.
Not really.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
That's fine.
Every time. Someone was late. Bobby, come over here. You want to go up? Do some time.
Hey, that's Asian privilege.
Asian privilege, right? So then Eleanor and the whole staff, even the comics, all wrote a petition.
No!
To get Kirk fired.
Because you were getting stage time?
No, because he just didn't like them.
They just hated him.
They hated him.
Okay.
But when I caught wind of this petition,
mm-hmm.
I went to the top.
Oh, you went to Mitzi. Holy shit.
And Paulie, the whole family.
Oh, wow. You're just pushing your weight around.
To rat these insubordinates.
Oh, my God. What were you ratting on them about?
I was warning them about this list of this people them signing. And then I was like, Kirk's a great guy.
Dick.
Like a weasel.
You are a little
because
weasel.
I'm a survivor.
You are.
I'm trying to survive.
You're a
right?
cockroach.
But then everyone found out that I did that.
Yeah,
right?
Of course.
And then everyone for years hated me. For years, no one would say hi to me.
Who hated you the most?
Eleanor.
Does she hate you now? Sam?
No, we love each other.
But she did.
There's
huh?
a deep love now.
What did she? You think what got her over the hump? Like what made her stop hating you?
I don't know what happened. That happened over 20 years ago.
A long time
right?
ago, yeah.
So she didn't talk to me for 20 years.
Holy shit.
In fact, when I saw her in the hallway, I'd have to go around.
Because she could beat the shit out of you, by
not
the way.
Not that, it was just the shit, her energy.
Could beat the shit out of you, though.
Yeah, that's
real.
What it was.
Yeah.
So one day, maybe 3 years ago, there was a party, like a Christmas party, and I was downstairs, you know where the podcast room is at the Comedy Store?
Yeah.
And a bunch of people were down there, and I walk in there. I didn't know Eleanor was there. And then there were so many people there, I just kind of got stuck.
Near
like,
her.
I couldn't get out. And then I turn around like this, and Eleanor's right here.
Perfect.
Right? And she looks at me, and I look at her, and she goes, "Do you want to do my podcast?"
Oh.
And I go, "Yeah."
It was all gone.
No. We had to do it on the podcast.
Oh, you hashed it out on the pod.
On the podcast, we hashed it out.
But it was cathartic.
It was great.
Oh, that's good.
It was great. But, you know, I have done a lot of weaselly things in my life,
okay.
But only out of survival.
Right. It's fight or flight, and you're going to fight. You're fighting.
Yeah.
You don't have a choice.
And I'm generally only like that when it comes to my career.
Career, yeah. That is true. I agree with you on that. Bespoke Post.
This is my favorite thing in the whole world.
Awesome. This summer, if you're an outdoor person that likes to get adventures under your belt, you got to use Bespoke Post, because their lineup of essentials in their Box of Awesome collection for guys is guaranteed to upgrade your life.
Guys, Box of Awesome is the greatest box you'll ever open, because it has stuff. Everything that you pull out is something that's like you're going to be like in a wow moment.
It's wow moments. You know what? Whether you're in the wilderness or at home, that you're taking your bar to pro levels, yeah, so you can do that.
From style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and outdoor gear, Box of Awesome has collections for every part of your life.
Every single one. Just go online at boxofawesome.com. Take the quiz. Your answers are going to help them pick the right Box of Awesome for you. They release new boxes every single month, a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up. You can skip a month.
It's the best gift, too.
It's a great gift, yeah.
You fill it out, your buddy. You know your buddy.
You know your buddy.
What they like and what they don't like.
Yeah.
And then you get the box. You give your buddy the thing. The buddy will be so happy.
So happy. It's only $45, but it has over $70 worth of gear. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code
BADFRIENDS
at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code BADFRIENDS for 20% off your first box.
Buffy! Oh.
We love our Buffy.
I think it strengthened our relationship.
It definitely did.
Because I remember a couple years ago, you gave me a Buffy sheet, and this is the same comforter I use today. It's one of my favorites of all time.
It's comfy. You can snuggle
up. It's the
best. No more night sweating. Dude, I used to night sweat. It was disgusting. You don't night sweat, because this thing is so cooling on your skin.
Or day sweat when you're taking a nap.
Taking a midday nap. Yeah. It's 100% plant-based design. It's breathable and keeps you at a comfortable temperature in a way that polyester and down-filled comforters cannot do.
It's softer than cotton and naturally soothes the skin.
It does. It's so nice on my skinnies. It's so nice. It's earth-friendly, too. Eucalyptus uses 10 times less water than cotton to grow its fiber produced using recyclable, earth-friendly solvents. Look, it's hypoallergenic. It's cruelty-free. There's no down in there. We've said this a ton on the show. We love Buffy. We both use it. We both love it. Why not choose 100% plant-based bedding? It's better for you and for the earth. There's a free trial, right, Bob?
Oh, check it out.
Say it.
I can't read it. It's small.
Get it big for him. There you go. Bigger.
Well, you can try a comforter in your own bed for free. If you don't love it, return it at no cost.
Come on. That's a no-brainer. For you, if you don't like it, give it back. Or just give it to me and Bob.
Yeah.
For $20 off your Buffy comforter, visit buffy.co and enter code BADFRIENDS. That's $20 off your Buffy comforter when you visit buffy.co and enter the code
BADFRIENDS. But I'm sure you've done stuff in your career that's a little shady.
To save my own ass?
Or to get ahead.
Oh, how about this?
Okay.
I've actually been, my agents weaseled and lied about a thing that they approved that I got in trouble for when I can't tell the whole, I can't.
Yeah, I know, it's hard. But there's a lot of incidences.
But what they did was weasel, and so what I did was rat them all out. I showed the emails.
Yeah.
Because they denied it. They're like, we never said that that was okay for him to do. Yeah. Oh, yeah? Send. I sent all the emails.
Yeah.
They all approved it.
Yeah.
All of them.
Yeah.
Because they were trying to, agents are just, they all they do is go, we never said to him, we didn't say he could do, we didn't do that. Yeah, you did. I said that, I can't tell the story. It's not fun. But no, I'll do it to protect. You do it if they're backing you into a corner and you don't have a choice.
Yeah.
You didn't have a choice. If you didn't have a choice. Why did you paint your nails, by the way? Show the audience.
So,
well, hold it up to the camera so they can actually see it.
So the girls were going to Hawaii.
Yeah.
And they, you know how they do their little girly things, and they go around the table.
You felt left out.
No, they had all the stickers and stuff, right? And they were like, Tito Bobby, paint your nails. Mm-hmm. And I go, why? Because we're going to Hawaii. I'm like, okay. That's pretty much it.
Did you want him to paint his nails?
Yeah.
You did? After all these years, you still can't put the mic near your face. It's almost shocking.
It's insane.
It's almost, at this point, it's almost like scary. Wait, so did you ask him or did Kalilah push for it?
I think I told him.
You said he had to do it. Did you paint them or did he do it?
He did.
Why don't you have the girls do it? Look at how much better of a job they would have done. That's nicking and scratching and chipping.
I have another thing I want to hash out with her.
Oh, go ahead.
So this new guy.
Diego. Oh, no. Let's check in with Diego. Did he get back? Welcome back to check in. Hey, let's have Fancy say checking in with Diego.
Checking in with Diego.
Anything?
Nothing.
Damn, this guy.
Dude, he's sweating.
You know what it is, though? He probably sees that you've DM'd him, but he doesn't want to open it because he wants to give it time.
Well, I think, let me see if he befriended my friend request, because I could also do a second thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
ask him.
Yeah. So let's do this.
Oh, wait, you requested his friendship?
Yeah.
Smooth.
Yeah, so let's go to...
Because his profile private, is that
private.
Why?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He befriended it. So I can now message.
Okay.
So, sup, brah?
Sup, brah?
Yes.
And give the shaka. Give this. Give the shaka.
B-R-A-H.
What's up, brah?
Sup, brah, and then shaka.
And then shaka. Give the shaka emoji.
Can I do a thumbs up? Is that the same?
Shaka's way better. Shaka is brah.
I know, but I can't find it. Oh, there it is.
Right under the hands. There. Right under the hands. Yeah.
Sup, brah?
Sup, brah?
Yeah.
Can I see a picture of this guy? I want to see what he looks like.
He doesn't have any photos of him.
Well, let me see.
That's his dad.
Just give me the phone.
I'm looking. That's his mom. Mm-hmm. That's his sister.
Well, I can compile what he looks like through those two people, I guess.
Oh, there we go. That's him. Because he took a photo with me.
Oh, he is good looking.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a good looking guy. Wow, Diegs. Uh-oh, SpaghettiOs. What? I think this we're off to a little romance. Yes. And he lives in SD.
Can I finish this message or what, brah?
Yeah, sup, brah. I thought sup, brah is all we need to say to this guy.
Really?
Well, sup, brah says a lot.
Sup, brah.
Sup, brah.
All right, send.
You could be trying to fight him. You could try to hang out.
Sup, brah.
Sup, brah.
Send. Right. And then if he messages back, that'll be good.
So this was a one-time love story in Hawaii.
Yeah.
No, there was another one, right?
Jesus.
Ooh. Another one, right?
No.
Damn, she got a lot of Hawaii lovers, huh?
I don't. There's
the guy that you asked for surfing instructions?
Uh-oh.
It was nothing.
But you liked him.
Yeah, he was cute.
Yeah.
But.
Did you get the number?
The DM.
No, my aunt got his number.
Damn. Yeah. These Filipinos are aggressive.
Yeah, give me your number for my aunt. For my niece.
I know. But we just need her to get open up a bit, you know?
She's getting
shy.
Much. I think,
she's really shy.
I think if you look back on the episodes that we started the show, you've definitely changed your vibe. You've definitely gotten more open, more...
Yeah, you're getting more confident.
More confident.
Yeah.
You know? Like, look Bobby in the eye right now. Let's see your confidence level. Tell him to go fuck himself. Look him right in the eye and say, go fuck yourself. Do it.
Go fuck yourself.
Whoa, that was so believable. I love it. Man, this is good. I like this new Rude.
Do more. Tell her.
Look him in the eye and say, you're a fat piece of shit. Move the mic down so the camera can see you. Move below your mouth. There you go. Look him right in the eye and do it.
You're a fat piece of shit.
Shit. Ready? Ready for another one? Look him right in the eye and say, you're not my blood. And I don't respect you at all.
You're not my blood, and I don't respect you at all.
Oh, my God. It looks so real when she says it.
Wow. That was a good one. That was a good one. Yeah, no, one more.
You want another one?
One last one for the road.
So,
I like it.
So
I like
masochistic.
It. I like it. I like it.
Say, look him in the eye and say, I can't wait. Till Auntie Kalila leaves you.
I can't wait till Auntie Kalila leaves you.
Oh my God. Oh, that one hurts. That one stung. He's getting hit a little bit.
Fuck.
Wow. Woo.
That was a good one.
Now say I'm sorry. I mean none of it.
I'm sorry, Tito Bobby. I don't mean any of it.
That I don't believe.
I don't believe that.
I didn't believe that.
That's the thing. I didn't believe that last part.
That last part was a lie.
It was a lie. All the other stuff was truism.
Wait a minute.
Let's
look him in the eye again and say, I didn't mean any of that.
I didn't mean any of
that. No! The inflection. I didn't mean.
Yeah.
You meant a lot of that stuff.
No!
Wow.
But you know what? What did you smell in the car ride from the airport to home?
All farts.
Yeah,
all farts. That's what you get.
That's what you get.
That's
I
your
knew
clothing
you were
going to
say that today.
All farts.
Right. So yesterday, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I did preemptive farts in your face.
You loaded up.
Yeah, they were nasty.
Play that clip, Pete.
What is that? Really funny.
This guy's great.
Really great.
I love this guy.
He's shaking.
But I like that. It fills up his belly. Look, it fills up his stomach.
Yeah.
This guy's
Would you go out with this guy?
Yeah, is this guy dateable?
Is this like Diego?
Is this
or
a
no?
dateable guy?
Too fat?
All right, get rid of it. Get rid of it. Hey, so I want to ask you if you've seen this show, and this clip is from the show. It's called... we'll do this first. There's a show called Sexy Beast. Do you know what that is?
I saw the movie, but not the...
Look at this. So it's a dating show on Netflix.
Yeah.
And you get dressed up like a furry.
Yeah.
And you go on a date.
Yeah.
To see if you fall in love. And then if you get through, like Love is Blind and all these shows, then you get to take off the makeup and everything. But they have to go on a date and look like
That's
this.
That's hilarious.
Can you and I do this?
I'm love
serious.
To do it.
We can hire a professional makeup people.
I'd love to do it.
To make Please. You and I go out when we go do our date.
Date who, though?
You and me are going out on a date.
Oh, okay. Let's do it.
I want to do a first date with you.
Yeah.
And look at how good the makeup
is. So
looks.
Good. Is it all guys or?
No. That was a woman there. Look, that's
oh.
Look. And they go out on dates like this.
That's insane.
I can't wait to see the show.
Yeah.
I just saw the clip today. Look at how good the makeup is.
It's so good.
That baboon. Look at that. Look
that's
at that.
Amazing. But they have to, I mean, it's not as if they shoot this in one day.
No, it takes forever.
It takes months. So every morning this person gets a 4 a.m. wake up call.
Yeah, and they do 3 hours of this makeup.
No. That's six hours of makeup, dude.
It's insane.
It's insane.
That's why I love dating shows. Have you seen this show? Do you know about this show?
No.
Show that clip. Show that clip of the one from the one. Look at that guy. Show that clip from the old dating show, the first kiss show.
I'm hoping that he's a really great kisser for sure, because I really have tried everything with dating. I've dated online. I've hosted singles events. Mm-hmm. I've approached strangers.
It's like a first
places.
Kiss show where you
so
have to kiss them the moment
try.
You see them.
I love the first kiss, and maybe this will be the magic I'm looking for.
I think I am definitely more confident this time because
this
I've already
funny.
Had that first kiss out of the way. I think my strategy is just go for the kiss. Maybe I'll be able to like slip tongue. And then from there, things take off, and who knows, maybe she's my first girlfriend.
Maybe she's his first girlfriend.
Yeah, there he is.
All right. Walking towards her. Get ready to make that move.
Hey. How's it going?
Good, how are you?
Good. What's your name?
Emily.
I'm Josh.
Hi.
Can I kiss you?
Can I kiss you? Sure. Hey, kisses, go back to just the part. He kisses her on the cheek. It's so uncomfortable. Really,
but something happened.
Well, he got so scared. You hear when he walks in. Listen, turn up the volume. When he walks in, listen, he audibly goes, listen.
Yeah. That's a good sign.
Hello.
Hello.
How's it going?
Good.
Good. What's your name?
He's smiling. Josh. He's like murder smiling.
Yeah. Oh yeah! Stop!
Hold on.
That.
Oh. Gotta kiss you.
Oh my god!
How does she not feel threatened immediately?
Yeah. I would just turn around and just walk away.
Walk away.
Yeah.
What? Go ahead.
Or say no.
No. Go.
Sure.
Okay.
Oh,
the way he had to hold her shoulder. I feel so fucking bad for her.
I feel so bad for her.
For her, because she said, yes, you can kiss me. Imagine the amount of rejection she feels. She's way prettier than this guy.
Yeah.
And she's like, I guess you can
imagine
kiss me.
This. Can I fuck you?
Yeah.
He just does this again. He's
smacking his penis against it. But then he holds her.
Yeah,
he hits it and then hugs her.
No, he calms.
He calms.
He goes, Toot. He calms, and then he just holds her like that. I mean, this dude.
I love this
he's
guy.
Just, you know, guys like this should just be like, I'm a monk.
I'm a monk now.
And just go out into the mountains.
I live in
the
mountains.
With other monks.
Yep.
And do the con and make the thing.
What is it?
Pick things. Yeah. Do the thing. You're right. Yeah, gong every day. You know what I mean? And just go to sleep, meditate, light the incense.
Right. And the candles.
The candles, right?
Make a routine.
At night, you blow everything out. Right. Do more of this.
Yep.
Go to sleep and then just die.
You gotta.
Yeah. No.
You don't think monks jerk off?
They might, but
are
it's
monks
like
allowed to masturbate? Are monks allowed to masturbate? Google that. Because wouldn't you think you'd have to? You're not allowed to see people, right? It's like priests. Priests can't have, they can't have sex. Are monks allowed to masturbate? Buddhist monks are forbidden from any sexual activity, including masturbation and watching porn. Strictly enforced. How would they know?
Well, you'd have to go in the forest.
Imagine how, that's what we did when we were kids.
Yeah,
we weren't monks.
Yeah.
We'd go jerk off in the woods.
Yeah.
You couldn't do it at home. You'd get caught. If you had brothers and sisters, you were
going to
get caught.
Brother Elias, where are you going?
Oh, just to the woods for a moment.
That's a dead giveaway.
Why?
Because you have to be specific. Ask me.
Keep talking to me. I'm trying to cover up my own story.
All right. So,
Elias, give me a monk name.
Yeah.
What's a monk name?
But he's Buddhist monk, right? I'll make it up, right?
Okay.
Brother Tongo, where are you going?
To the woods to meditate.
We have a temple right over here where everyone else is meditating.
I understand, but the Lord is closer to me with the trees.
Well, since we're Buddhists, we don't believe in a Lord.
You got me there.
So, Brother Tongo, again, I ask.
Yes.
Why are you going in through the forest?
Because I want to be one with nature.
You're jerking off again.
Okay, I'm jerking off. You got me there. This monk always says you got me there. You got me there.
Every day. Every day this monk, Brother Tongo, right, is out in the forest jerking off. And he has some pretty weird conversation with these guys every fucking day. He tries to make other fucking excuses.
He tries to cover it up. He comes
every day. Next day. Brother Tongo.
Yes.
Where are you going?
To the woods to meditate.
I don't know why that makes me laugh. Oh, that makes me laugh so
every
hard.
Every day.
Every day. This
By the
guy.
Way, I come back and I clearly have semen on my robe. Ask me what it is.
Yeah. Bro,
I come back in the woods. I clearly
Brother
have semen
Dogo,
on.
Dogo.
Yes.
What's that on your robe?
Oh, this must be tree sap from one of the trees. It's tree sap from one of the trees I was rubbing against. Thank you for telling me. Now tell me it's clearly jizz.
Hold on. Oh, my side. I don't know why that made me slap so hard.
Tell me it's clearly jizz. No, it's just tree sap from one of the trees.
Brother Togo, it's obviously jizz.
You got me there. How would you cover it up? How could you even do it?
I don't think
Brother Magul, why are you leaving the temple?
I would just be honest. Brother Togo, thank you for asking.
Where are you going?
I would just be like, I would say anything to get away from not answering the question.
Right. Just keep skirting around.
Yeah, so ask me.
Brother Magul, why are you leaving?
The mushroom stew we had this morning was a little too salty.
Oh, you're going to shit in the woods.
Yes.
All right. Yes. Sister.
All right.
That's so funny.
That's really funny.
By the way, impossible. You know this is a lie.
What?
They have to masturbate.
No.
Bobby, it's natural. It's ornate. It's in your body. It's a part of your being.
It's like when they say
you can't repress sexualization.
No, here's the thing. It's that when you go to SA meetings, right, or you go to a place like I went to a couple years ago, right?
Yeah.
And pornography and sex is an addiction.
It's substance abuse, yeah.
You know, I've talked to friends of mine, and I go, did you masturbate? You go, we're allowed to masturbate, but we don't think of anything, or we don't look at porn.
What do you do then?
They're just basically unloading.
Just getting relief.
I think that if you didn't masturbate for 6 months or
6 months?
Or get it out of your body, I think that a couple of tugs...
And it's out. Think about it like this, though. This is insane.
No, because I've gone is 47 days.
Without jerking off.
Without ejaculating.
Or sexual contact.
Nothing. 47 days.
When did you do this and why?
I did it with my friend Charlie about 9 years ago.
What do you mean with my friend Charlie?
Like, we're at a Starbucks.
And on the 47th day, you're like, we're fucking each other.
You know, he lasted 7 months.
He had no sexual contact.
No, but I lasted 47 days and I just couldn't do it.
But wait a minute. Hold on. No sexual contact with somebody, or is it no ejaculation? Like, could he kiss?
Yeah, but those things will always lead to
no shit.
Other
so you're saying
you wouldn't do
no
it.
Kissing, no touching
Probably
of
not,
another.
No.
Wow, holy shit. 7 months. Mm-hmm. No physical interaction.
People do it for years. Steve O did it for years. For years.
No sexual interaction.
For years.
Why? Because of addictions? Because
his sponsor said that, like, let's, you know, set a time. And he goes, all right, I'll do a year. And then a year went, and then he did another year. Because he used sexual. And then he got a girlfriend.
Yeah, a wife now, right?
A wife, and now he fucks her. But my point is that, you know, it's doable.
You went 47 days.
Yeah, it was so hard, though.
How many years ago?
Like 10 years ago.
Okay, today, Bobby Lee, right now, today, 2021, how long could you go without sexual release?
Well, if it was a competition between you and I?
Mm-hmm. Forever.
Forever.
Do you want to do it?
Yeah.
You really do?
Yeah, well, how will I know that if you're lying or not?
Well, we're going to live stream each other 24/7. Pete's going to follow you, and Andres will follow me around with the camera. In our beds with us at night.
It's
impossible.
It's not impossible. I think we can do it if we wrote a contract. And then if you just said, listen, if you said to me.
This is the Seinfeld episode.
Yeah, 4 days from now, dude, I did it. Then I'd be like, okay, cool, I won.
What I'm telling you is I don't think you can last like you think you can last.
Dude, I lasted 47 days. I can do it.
10 years ago.
Yeah, what's the difference? I was 40.
Times change.
No, I can do it.
When was the last time you jerked off?
2 nights ago.
Okay.
But my libido, right, is much lower now.
I know. You're older now.
Yeah. So it's like, I think I can do it.
You really do.
Yeah. I can beat you.
No, that's only because you want to beat me. That's just the thing, because you're in your little brain, you're like, I just need to beat him. So you'll just hurt yourself just to beat him.
I don't think I would be hurt either. I think it would be good.
Well, what are you going to tell Kalila? What if she's like, I'm feeling like I want to hook up
tonight?
Well,
I would tell her tonight. I would tell her tonight. I go, me and Andrew are doing this thing, abstinence thing. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to see how long we can go. I think she'd be fine with it.
Okay, fine.
My health.
Okay.
Will you tell your girl?
Yes. Let's do it.
All right, so you guys heard it here first.
We're going to do it. Let's see how long we can hold out.
All right.
I'm going to jerk off the moment I get home.
Are you really?
No.
Yeah, yeah.
No. I'm going
to
hold it out.
Because I go to New York Tuesday.
That's good. The longer you're out of town. Oh, no, that's bad, because hotels are jerk off friendly.
It's jerk off city.
The moment I land in a new city for comedy,
yeah, yeah.
I'm jerking off in the hotel.
Me too. I jerk off.
What
city.
Else am I doing there?
Yeah.
I poop, I take a big chug of water, and I jerk off.
I unload on like the
furniture.
Sheet, like the fucking, the walls.
Lampshades,
everything.
Everything. Everything.
Because it's like.
It's freedom.
It's not just freedom, it's marking.
Oh, territory, like yeah, a dog, yeah, yeah. Like a little.
I was here.
Pheromones.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's good. That's funny. You don't want to hear any of this stuff, do you?
No.
Well, tell me if Diego hit you back already, will you? He did, didn't he?
Nothing.
Did he see it?
No.
Did you ever stay at the condo at the La Jolla Comedy Store?
Yeah.
That condo, though, is fascinating.
Well, because the amount of semen that's been in that condo?
It's more semen than you would know, because I'll tell you why. Because I stayed there once with Brian Bradley.
I don't even know who that is.
You don't know him.
And Brian Bradley?
And these were 1980s the first gay comedians. Way before Jason Stewart. Like, these were the first gay comedians.
Uh-huh.
And they were old men, and I was a young kid, right? And I was staying at the condo with them.
Mm-hmm.
And late night, they go, hey, kid, you want to hear a story? And I go, I was scared.
Yeah.
But I go, I like stories. And he goes, in 1979 or 78, well, Brian, was it 78 or 79, right? I think it was 79 because, you know, and then they're like, anyway, we were staying in this condo and went to this gay club. And we just got so drunk, I just stood up and announced, RG at the condo. Right? We all, just 80 guys.
Back
in the condo.
The Comedy Store condo.
Yeah, it was crazy. We did an 80-man train, right? Choo-choo, choo-choo, right? And then, right?
Choo-choo, right?
And then we would just, sometimes we had to, unload the steam.
Take out the steam.
We would take the steam out, right? And all over the, and apparently there was a cum, like it was just like rainfall. You mean, like it was a storm. Just psh, you
like
know what
those
I mean?
Popcorn ceilings.
Yeah, you needed an umbrella.
Yeah.
And just walk through, right?
It's raining.
And so once they told me that story and asked anybody else, I've never stayed in that condo again.
Hotel.
I always ask for a fucking hotel.
That place is so gross.
I could not sleep. I have nothing against other people's cum.
Sure you do.
Just, I don't want it in my mouth or my skin.
Or anywhere near me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't want it anywhere near me.
No, but if there was like, let's say you're standing there and you see a puddle of cum right here, you'll be okay with it.
I would not.
If it went like that, that would be, yeah, yeah, that would be psychic.
I immediately go, undress, get in here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who did this? And Pete, you know, Pete would go, it was me. That, well, how could, that's what's so cool about a gay community. That's totally kosher. You can walk into a club.
Yeah.
And you can do that today. They could be like, orgy back at our place. People would go. You can't be at a bar and be like, orgy back at our place.
No.
You'd be in prison.
You'd be in prison.
They immediately, or the cops are like, get out of here, you fucking perv.
I mean, there is a thing where I've thought about, I wish I was gay.
Mm-hmm.
Because it just be, so, especially being so much little easier. And Asian.
You would get tossed right around.
I would just be, they would call me the hole.
The hole.
The hole's here.
The hole's upstairs.
And I'm just going to come in. My asshole's so big. I just walk in like this. Come on, the hole, right?
What do they say when I show up? They go, the big angry top is here.
Yeah. Well, I think that you would have gained weight.
I would
You'd be the bear.
I'd be a bear.
The red bear's here.
The big red bear is here.
This big red guy.
Hey, boys.
Yo.
I would gain like 150 pounds.
But we would fuck.
So much.
So
much.
So much easier.
I mean, come on. I would go troll down Santa Monica. I've said this before on here. When Justin Martindale used to take us out to those clubs.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I could get laid by so many of those dudes. I felt so confident. It was great. Guys would come up and they'd find out that I was straight and they'd be like, fuck out of here.
Yeah.
But it was hot. I was like, look, these guys love me.
In the 80s, I would have got the thing.
Yeah, you would have gotten HIV.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Yeah, you would have gotten HIV.
Yeah.
For sure. I would totally. Because you would have just been the hole. You would have just laid there. People would have just come run trains on you.
Yeah.
And they'd let you up sometimes.
Like, I wouldn't even care. I'd be like sleeping. No, literally, I'd be sleeping and people would just be just unloading on my back, right on my asshole, right? And I would just wake up every once in a while and go, hey, Charlie, and go back to sleep. Dad? Yeah. You know, I saw a dude. I'll just say this. I saw Dad Fan once on in New York. He was doing what's his name show? It was on Comedy Central. It's what's that guy's name? The older guy. He's kind of like Jimmy Schubert, but New York. Colin Quinn.
Yeah.
So Colin Quinn had that show on Comedy Central.
Like one of the greatest shows of all time.
Right.
Yeah.
So Dad Fan was on it, right?
Right.
When he won Last Comic Standing. And it was Voss, Patrice O'Neill.
Oh, my God.
And they ripped him apart.
It's a firing squad.
Yeah. They ripped him apart to the point where I felt bad for him.
Right.
For that.
And Patrice kept making Asian jokes, I'm sure.
Right. So
bring up that clip if you can find it.
When I saw that, I went, that's not going to be me.
Right.
Yeah, I am going to fight them back, and I'm going to survive, and I'm going to win. Right? So that's why I have the style that I do, is because I just don't want to be a victim.
Dude, tough crowd with Colin Quinn with Dat Fan. Yeah, with Dat Fan.
It's brutal, dude, if you see it.
They light him on fire.
It's
well, Patrice was so good at
brutal,
making
dude.
Racial
jokes. I
don't
know if I can see it even. It's so sad.
Dat Fan. Dat Phan. Dat Fan. Oh, boy.
Is that
boy.
It?
Yeah, that's it right there. The first one's got to be it. Tough crowd, Patrice O'Neill, Dat Fan, Rich Voss.
Yeah. How long is it?
16, but we'll scroll through and they'll edit it. Let's see some of it.
Folks. I think he's just moved by trying to move a war around. He's like, okay, we're just going to move it over to Iraq now. I mean, that doesn't do anything. I mean, it's like in Vietnam. It's like, what if they go, like, okay, the war is getting too crazy here. We're going to move it over to Cambodia.
Yeah. What now?
That worked out well.
What would your mother say about this?
Look at his face.
Did you just do your hat Korean mama as Osama bin Laden?
That Korean is Vietnamese.
No, say Last Comic Standing. No. Shut up, Dad.
He was doing, I'll explain. He was doing Pol Pot, moving the wall, right?
Pol Pot, you see your mama from Last Comic Standing?
Can he do the rest of the show hiding behind a tree, please?
No,
that's racist. In the tunnel.
Please.
Now, Dat Fan, who was complaining about this? Was it Asians or other people?
I have no idea. This is the deal.
The people that paid him. Come on, he needed one. Now, go ahead.
He needed one. Here's the deal. I spent an hour and a half afterwards signing autographs, and 90% Asian students were in line. So
don't you think ethnic, if an accent isn't comedy about heightening or whatever they call or accents or differences too, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's the culture that I grew up in. My family has accents. Yeah. You know, I mean, if black comics make fun of, you know, their own culture or race,
they don't
whatever.
Make fun of our culture, but go ahead.
Okay. if you see, like, Rich Voss, you do some Jewish jokes, right?
I do maybe one. I usually talk about my life
you know, I talk about my Vietnamese mother a lot.
But you know, like, the thing is, if Asians do it, then all of a sudden it's like, oh, okay, this guy, he's crazy. You know, like, I mean, we're just, this is what we do. You know what I mean?
We're basing it on, yeah. I mean, the stereotypes are part of the... Go ahead, fellas.
I'm just saying, I read that article that complained about him. The thing that pissed me off is they referred to him in the article as a comic, and I was really upset. You know, now, all I'm saying is that it's 5:14 and that man got one more minute left on his fame. So I think that he should...
Why don't we just have, like, Vietnamese coaches? That's right in the middle of the...
You get the gist.
Patrice was ruthless, though.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that when I did Open Anthony with Patrice, mm-hmm. they couldn't do that with me.
Because you were
because
too wild.
I just became... Wilder.
Yeah.
When I saw that, I was like, I'm never going to be him.
Just taking it on the chin.
No.
Yeah.
Fuck
yeah,
you.
You got to fight back.
Fuck you.
Yeah, you got to fight back.
You got to fight back, Dad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's so sad.
But I mean, he knows better. That's the Lion's Den. That show was so hard to do.
I just wouldn't do it.
No, you shouldn't do it unless you're
like, if you don't come in.
Swinging
with shit, like you got Deadpool.
You gotta have
Deadpool shit,
yes.
And just be like, I'm here,
and cut them all up.
And then what happens is when you start making fun of them and combating them, they just stop doing it.
Well, or it becomes part of the rhetoric of like that we all are shitting on each other. What you and I do on our show,
yeah,
we make fun of each other,
yeah.
That's because we love each other. That disarms all the chaos. You just shit on each other,
yeah.
But if you're not willing to have the get shit on stuff, then you're in trouble.
Yeah, and I just think that, you know, instead of focusing on, and this is a message to Asian performers, is that I don't focus more on that, being representing my ethnicity. I focus on being better than all the other people.
Right.
Right? When I'm at the store, people go, I've heard people go, well, you're on the lineup because you're the Asian guy. No, I believe I'm on the lineup.
Oh, because you're good.
No, it's not that I'm good. It's just that nobody, you can't say, like if, you know, Rogan goes up or anybody else goes up, right, that I didn't do as good. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I don't want to be up there just because of my color of my skin.
Well, you're not.
I know yeah. that.
Right.
I feel that. Right?
You're saying that exists. And
so I'm just saying that, like, you know...
to Asian performers or whoever, you're saying...
And, you know, if Tiger Belly is not considered an Asian show, I don't give a fuck.
It is.
No, it's not, apparently, to them.
Who was that? A credible source? I mean, it was only the New York Times.
No,
what do they
fine.
Know?
You know what I mean? But it's...
How about this?
Yeah.
Do top Asian podcasts. Top Asian podcasts.
What is this? What are we doing here? What are you trying to do?
I want to try
top
to see if
Asian...
Tiger Belly's on there.
We're not on there. See?
Scroll through all the way down. Keep going down to the right. Up at the top, that bar. Up there, Pico, all the way to the right. All the way. Now click on that arrow.
No show with George can be consideration.
Right,
yeah,
George. He's married to an Asian woman.
Asian
he's got
podcast.
A half Asian baby.
Nothing.
But how about this? I've got the fix. Top Asian comedy podcast. There it is. Top Asian comedy podcast. Now it'll be there. No doubt. Same list. Same list.
Mm-hmm.
Keep going. I guarantee it's there.
Is there any way to do this, though? It's not there. See, look at it.
Wow.
Let me ask you something.
Keep going.
Let me ask you something. Does Tiger Belly do...
better than these?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
All of them, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Then why aren't we on it?
Because this is...
not Asian.
No, this is being promoted by something. That's being promoted by a machine.
If we go top comedy podcast, would we be on it?
Maybe. I don't know. But that's
what
I'm saying.
Put it on. Top comedy podcast.
Well, it depends on who promotes this thing.
Yeah. Top comedy podcast.
There you go.
Where? Are we there?
No, we're not on there yet.
Nope.
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 Nope. Doughboys is on there. Nope.
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 We're not on there.
That's it.
Now, do you feel bad?
No. Because that's a machine.
A little bit?
No, that's a machine. I don't know how that gets fucking arranged. By what is this? This is made by what? What's the article? Who's by Good Housekeeping? This is by fucking Good Housekeeping. They arrange that. What does that even fucking mean?
Yeah.
Good Housekeeping?
Yeah.
What the fuck is that? No, I don't care. I know how much our fans love and appreciate us, and I love and appreciate them.
Yeah.
That's what I care. I don't care about fucking an article in Good Housekeeping. It doesn't mean anything to me.
Yeah.
Aren't you happy about the fans, Rudy? Now you're getting boyfriends from it. Let's check in with Diego. Andre, say it.
Let's check in with Diego.
Come on, please say he looked or texted or said something back. Come on. Come on. Come on.
Nothing.
Wow. All right, so how about this, Bobby, to end this Diego thing. Mm. I want her now to write. You can write it, not Bobby. Right. No response? Did he respond to you?
No.
Okay, so I want her to write no response, question mark. Fuck you. How cool would that be? No response? Fuck you.
No, because he texted her, and she didn't respond for 6 hours.
6 hours?
Yeah.
Give him 6 hours. At the sixth hour this evening, right? No response? Fuck you. Poor Diego. We love you, Diego, wherever you are. You beautiful... what was the name of that racist snack?
Conguito.
Conguito. All right, Bob.
Thank you for being a bad friend.
$20 off your Buffy comforter when you visit Buffy.
Bad friends.
That's $20 off your Buffy comforter when you visit
Buffy. Bad friends.
That's $20 off your Buffy comforter when you visit Buffy.co and enter the code
Buffy.
Cocksucker.